This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Personal power.
the president of the Patriotic Alliance, Getty McKenzie, said that suspending Kenny Kunene was the hardest thing he's ever had to do. And this was expressed in a clip during a news last week. You might have picked it up when he said that. But he repeated it on social media as well when he posted the letter of Kenny Kunene's suspension. Now, on our personal power today, we'll talk about dealing with hard decisions that might hurt either you or those that you love. You know, how do you not let that feeling where you feel like you're the bad guy deter you from making the hard decision? As hard as it, you know, so yeah, those hard decisions. That's what we're talking about today. We have emotional intelligence coach with Domi Banda, who's joining us. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
So, Domi, do you find that most people face a difficult decision head on, or do we mostly run and hide until it's the last minute or until it's too late and we have to say or do something?
Unfortunately, most people avoid hard decisions until they feel forced to act. And I strongly believe it's human nature. We lean into comfort, not discomfort. Avoidance can feel safer than conflict, but waiting often makes things a little worse, whether it's ending a toxic relationship, choosing to walk away from a job, or setting a boundary with someone you love. Delay really makes the decision easier, so it's better to just face it head on while it's still early.
And I mean, I know you said, you know, mostly it's just who we are and how we are as humans, it's human nature. But what are some of the reasons that you find people hiding from making those hard decisions and preferring to wait until much later?
Well, there are a few key reasons. Sometimes it could be fear of hurting others, especially where there's deep care, fear of being judged or misunderstood. There's also fear of loss, of connection, opportunity, of and comfort. And then some people, of course, fear regret. What if I choose wrong? Although overthinking and emotional exhaustion can be, you know, part of it, it's easier to wait than to deal with the emotional storm.
So how do I avoid letting the fear of being seen as the bad guy stop me from making those hard decisions?
Okay, so here's the truth. Sometimes doing the right thing will make you look wrong to others. That's a cost of leadership, even self-leadership. So what you can do is just separate being bad from being misunderstood. You're not bad for choosing what's necessary. It's also vital to anchor yourself in your values. When you act with integrity, it won't always feel comfortable, but it will feel true. It's also good to give yourself permission to disappoint others sometimes. Their feelings are valid, yes, but so is your need for peace and progress. Remind yourself that saying yes to everything is saying no to yourself, and that's a slow form of self-abandonment.
Yeah, no, that's some hard truths there. I suppose, you know, that self-abandonment are some of the consequences that can come with not making a decision, whether hard or not. Is there anything else you can talk to us about the consequences of not making those hard decisions?
Of course, you do lose time, you lose clarity. Things often grow messier the longer you wait. You risk your peace, living with inattention and anxiety and, of course, resentment. Others may make the decision for you, and it may be in your favor or may not be in your favor. Relationships can also deteriorate without directness and honesty. You know, your personal power grows every time you choose truth over comfort, clarity over chaos, and peace over pretending. Sometimes being the bad guy in someone else's story means being the hero in your own.
You really went hard this morning. You didn't have to go so hard. But thank you so much, Pitumi, for coming through and helping us, you know, with this conversation and helping us to think through some of the issues that you raised. That's emotional intelligence coach, Pitumi Banda.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.